It's time for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in with the area school districts. And on this edition of Speaking of Schools, we will be visiting with the chairman of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board, George Griffin. George, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
So let's kind of get that business going first. You are the chair of the board now, and that just happened recently. What was that like for you? Becoming the chair of the board.
More emotional and exciting than I thought it would. We just started on Thursday, December 7th. I've been on the board 2 years. Been here in the district for over 40 years, and it's a real honor. I mean, it's a total pleasure. I was more emotional than I thought I would be.
It's always kind of nice when that happens. It's like you're getting this big moment and you're learning a little bit about yourself at the same time.
There you go.
So you mentioned that you've been on the board for 2 years, and we've now got three members. Four members were sworn in at that meeting, but three of them are brand new. As somebody who's been in that position somewhat recently, what advice do you have for those brand new members?
Be patient, and I'm talking to myself as well. Listen, and learn, and welcome to the team.
We're visiting with George Griffin from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board, and talking about the end of the school year here coming up, not the end of the school year, the end of the calendar year. I'm getting ahead of myself here. We've got winter break coming up, and I do want to talk about that because there are a couple different angles I want to approach that from. Before we get to that, unfortunately, something that's been in the news here recently in the community is school safety once again, as we most recently had an incident in Orange County schools. But then prior to that, there was an incident with Carrboro High School where they had to evacuate due to a threat made. So I wonder if we could just kind of talk broadly about school safety, and more specifically to the point, I think people just want to hear, why are my kids safe at school, or how are my kids safe at school?
Absolutely. School safety is actually our number one priority. We have a robust strategic plan that we follow, and there are five key priorities in that plan. And the first one is safety and wellness of our students and staff. Without safe schools, effective learning just doesn't take place, not to mention that we want everybody safe to begin with. And it's also more than people equate safety these days with violence and disruptions, but school safety is also mental, emotional safety, as well as physical safety. And we take it very seriously in the district. And I'd be happy to elaborate on some of the specifics if that's useful.
I think we could elaborate a little bit, specifically given the most recent incident where there was kind of, a threat emailed in and then the district reacted. I think kind of talking about how the protocols are for something like that, how they were arrived at, if there was anything to learn from that incident that happened in the last few weeks.
We have a school safety team and a deliberate approach to school safety. Our school safety team does quarterly walkthroughs through every school in the district, and they keep their eye on accessibility and safety issues in the schools. The district has implemented what we call standard response protocol, which really is to develop and use clear shared language so that everybody knows what we're talking about. If you recall, at the beginning of the school year, there was an incident on the UNC campus, and our schools went into what they call secure mode, which is a term that's, and all this information is published on our website. People can look it up. We have standard response protocols in place. Our website has all this information. What do parents do if there's a problem at school? How do I listen for information, et cetera? So there's every level of detail. Sometimes it's useful to think about this in terms of outside threats to school, and sometimes it's a threat within the school and what happened. And the students and staff drill on these things quarterly throughout the year.
So given the most recent incident at Carrboro, were there any lessons learned from that, or did things You know, from our perspective, we didn't hear anything, and that tends to make me feel like things went relatively smoothly. So what kind of were the takeaways after that day?
Well, my hat is off to everybody at Carrboro, and in fact at Culbreth Middle School as well. They pitched in. Having the plan, executing the plan, everything I heard was it went flawlessly. Everybody followed the plan. Parents were pleased about the information they received in real time throughout the day. That's what I've been hearing, still hearing that. And people pretty well followed the guidance. Things were orderly. It's unfortunate that we lost the whole day like that, no question. But I think the drills pay off.
We're speaking with George Griffin from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board. And I've got a couple questions now as we are very deep into December, and I believe, are we down to the last week of school before winter break?
Right.
So what do folks need to know in the community about what's coming up with winter break? You know, we kind of think of it a lot of times as, hey, that's just 2 weeks off for the schools, but there are a lot of implications to that in a lot of different directions. And I know right now there are a lot of teachers really scrambling to get their grades done too. So what do we need to know about the next 2 weeks logistically from a calendar standpoint, and then also just maybe what should folks keep in mind?
Well, it's break time. And first and foremost, you know, I always think about our staff and our teachers. They deserve the break. They need the break. And something Dr. Hamlet references frequently is when it's your private personal time, make good use of it for private personal. Try not to work over the break. So that's my first message to the staff is we appreciate you and get a break. As for students, you know, I could preach all day about do some reading, do some homework. I've got two kids of my own that went through the schools here and two grandchildren now, one of whom is in public school. And, you know, it's a break time.
The other reason I ask about the upcoming break is for somewhat personal reasons. My family is moving to Chapel Hill over that break, and I have two kids, a kindergartner and a fourth grader, that will be starting at Estes Hills Elementary School. And Estes Hills Elementary Assistant Principal Greg Jones is giving them a tour probably as we speak, so huge thank you to Assistant Principal Jones for that. But from a selfish standpoint, while I've got you here in the room, what should a family new to Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools know about the district?
Well, first of all, welcome. That's exciting
Thank
news.
You.
Welcome to you and your two children. That's great. I think getting to know the administrators, getting to know your teacher, it doesn't surprise me to hear that you're getting a welcome tour of the school. We want every student here to feel valued, welcomed. It's going to be a big deal going off to a new school with new friends right after a break like that. So getting to know somebody. One thing we've learned over centuries of working with kids is any time a child feels like they belong, they tend to do better in school.
We are just about out of time visiting with George Griffin, chair of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I could go on and on and on, but two quick things is the district under Dr. Hamlet's leadership is doing a complete revision of its instructional program. And that's a major undertaking for the years ahead, standardizing instructional programs at each school, each subject, every grade level, how we teach it, how we assess progress. So keep your eyes open for that. And the second one is our capital needs. We're just now working with our county commissioners to look at how can we afford as a county to build some new schools, renovate the schools we have, what will that look like? And so that will be a big topic of discussion for the community in the months ahead.
George Griffin, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.